was great.
Wow. I would have loved to listen to that one.
That was good one.
Could you just flip down to
it's going to be a lot of looking back on Super Bowl 42. You were in that game. What do you remember about the Giant defense? Has it changed that much?
First and foremost, that is not going to have anything on the game this weekend. And, you know, they won that game. That's the only thing you can say about it. They got a couple of guys on their team that was, you know, on their team at that time. But at the same time, it's a different team, different year, and, you know, different situations, really.
You reflect. You probably see it on TV. It's pictures everywhere. Do you think about that?
I never watched the game after the game.
Really?
No.
You've never
seen the game. So, you know, let's just talk about us playing them on Sunday and, you know, us trying to play better and win a football game. That's what we want to do right now as a football team.
Kevin, like the last 8 years, you guys have only lost back-to-back games twice, I think, in the last 8 years. Why is that? It's because of that mentality in this locker room?
Let's get to the next game. That's the mentality. You want to get there. You want to get that taste out your mouth. You want to get that feeling out your mouth. You want to get back in the win column.
What about you personally? I mean, you want to get that rhythm going. It was important for you to get on the field, obviously, in Pittsburgh. How much do you think you can build upon last weekend?
Whatever I can do. That was my first game back. Me right now, it's just me, like you say, keep building it and keep getting better and be consistent as I can be, because I'm still behind the eight ball right now. I just have to, you know, get in there and get comfortable.
In what way are you behind the eight ball?
I haven't played the first seven games of the season, six games of the season. You know, everybody has that. It's just time for me to get a head start. I mean, catch up with everyone.
How are you feeling physically?
Right now I'm sore, but that's to be said. That's to be, you know, to be expected. But at the same time, it's the game we play. You got to get ready to go.
You know,
every week is tough. Every week is different.
A lot of times teams that you play, you got to bring pressure. It'll be front line pressure, but a lot of the pressure will come from the linebackers or blitzing or whatever. This team, how unique are they in the sense that a lot of their pressure just is from the guys up front? They're so good that a lot of times they say, come and stop us. You can't stop us.
You just answered your own question. Their front four is just magnificent. And then they can bring guys in and do the same thing, drop guys down from the linebacker's position to come and play DN and rush the passer. That's what's so unique about their rush group, their line.
You know, they seem to look alike, too. I mean, I know, I'm sure a lot of times, like, you'll need to know which guy is where, but are they not just very, very similar all across the front line?
Those guys?
Yeah.
At times, but at the same time, somebody, you know, they're very high up the field trying to get to the quarterback and everything. That's their style.
I know a lot of times you guys have a lot of confidence in your offense to be able to dictate to the defense what is going to be done, but are these guys unique in the sense that they dictate to an offense what is there?
I think it's just how the game is going. The flow of the game, the aspect of the game, how you are playing offensively and how they're matching you up defensively.
How ready are you protection-wise? You know, when you're in there and you're called upon to pick up a blitz, and obviously they're going to be bringing a lot of pressure, if not blitzes. How ready are you for that, Kevin?
I think it's all about it, having confidence in yourself and being able to know that you can do it. And it's just like practice. Keep repetition. And like I said, I'm behind the eight ball. That's one of those areas that I'm behind the eight ball on, and I got to catch up to speed, like I said.
Kevin, as a leader, is there anything you can say to a guy like Edelman right now going through some issues?
That's over with now. We're focusing on the Giants right now. Like I said earlier, that it happened. The worst thing that could happen, it happened. Now it's over. You know, keep letting everybody else talk about it. Don't worry about it. You got a game to play on Sunday. Because, like I said, I was actually in that situation during the offseason a few years ago. So, you know, it's one of those things. Forget about it. It happened already. Move on.
Have you heard, is he playing on Sunday? Or does he think he is?
That's up to coach. Y'all probably talk to coach and probably ask him the same question, so I don't know.
Kevin, how do you let these things not become distractions in the locker room? You know, they happen on any team. How do you guys let it not become a distraction?
Don't talk about it. It's hard for you not to hear it because the media is talking about it, but at the same time, it's not being talked about in here. The thing being talked about right now is the Giants.
But do you take him aside at some point, you know, maybe later on, say, listen, this wasn't right. Let's learn from it. And any of the younger kids, Kevin?
As a veteran player, you know, there's a couple of guys that guys will come talk to and, you know, ask for that aspect of what they need to do or what they think. But at the same time, he's grown. He talked to coach Misty Pratt, and they discussed everything. Now it's a dead issue for anybody else on the team. Now it's for him to talk about it or his attorney. That's it.